What's going on, Versus Community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
It's your boy Vern.
Okay, and we coming with not only the final cards, as you probably already have them, the final cards for the Falcon and Winter Soldier set, but also the first preview for the Loki set. So we'll have all three Disney Plus shows.
Yep. Looks like we're getting them all before the end of the year.
Yep. So what are we doing first? We finishing up Falcon and Winter Soldier. We going into Loki.
Might as well finish what we started.
Okay. All right. So Danny Privet gave us the cards. Man, he must have had them joints on next day. It's like I'm still waiting for our cards to show up. So, finishing up Falcon and Winter Soldier. We got Helmut Zemo, main character, villain affiliation, of course, level 1. He is 0-6 with 5 health, a.k.a. Baron Zemo. Keyword, Berlin Correctional Facility, inmate. Zemo can't attack, gain powers, have or gain plus 1 counters, or equip equipment. Prison Break, level 1. Level up 1. When Winter Soldier appears on your side, Zemo gains 1 XP. So now for the level 2. Every time.
You hear that?
Every single time, man. Every time. So, level 2, Zemo. Villain affiliation is Baron Zemo, a.k.a. Helmut Zemo. Range 775 health, master tactician. You can discard any card to power up Zemo, and superpower knocked him off their pedestals. Main phase yellow or red, KO a face up enemy supporting character with at least 3 different keywords and or superpowers, including flight and range. So, thoughts on Zemo?
This is interesting.
Yep.
Because you had to sit there for at least 4 turns. Like, it reminds me of Ego. You got to sit there and then you got to recruit Star-Lord to level up.
Mm-hmm.
Star-Lord is that good. Winter Soldier is a little bit better, so you're probably looking for the 4 drop Winter Soldier, which means by the time you level up, you can have 3 or 4 wounds already. He's only got 5, so that's concerning.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also do stuff like you're the last one, just play a lot of plot twists to defend yourself. And since you don't even necessarily have to play a lot of early drops because this dude is just outright KO.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. Like it's unique for sure.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm kind of in on the fence between how good I think this card is right now. Right now, I think it might be good, but I don't know.
So my thing is, when we get to the Loki previews, we'll talk about the location that can help you ramp, right? So even one of those means you'll be able to get Winter Soldier out a turn early. Like you said, with you're the last one, and glad to see me, that 6 defense, you can bounce attacks. You know what I'm saying? So, you're the last one, friend from work, glad to see me. That's going to be the plot twist that's going to keep you from taking an extraordinary number of wounds before you even level up to get to Winter Soldier. And not counting any rules, just talking about the card pool for photo itself, you got plenty of search. That's going to allow you to go ahead and get Winter Soldier and the cards you need to not only level up, but to ramp to them, you know, between the gunman and I Need Your Help. He also is in the same, he's in the, you know, he's in photo with Scully. So you can heal some of those wounds, you know. So, like I said, I think, and him blasting people with knocking them off their pedestal, when you go through, that's actually going to be easier than you think it is, because a lot of late game people have no less than two keywords between range and a keyword in a superpower, or flight and a keyword in a superpower. You know what I mean? So it's going to be, you're going to have ways to start knocking people off them pedestals pretty easily. So I'm right now, and keep in mind, Master Tactician allows him to discard any card to power up. And because he's 7/7, that means you can discard cards that you may not necessarily see a benefit to, and start powering him up and getting him big. Also, what's that card that they team up with the mayor, Parallel Dimensions or whatever? What's that
Yeah,
card
that's it.
called?
That's
Yeah.
it.
So you can play that card and get his knocked him off the pedestals abilities and give them to the other dude. You know what I'm saying? The other card. So you can use you can have a way to get multiple characters off the field at the same time. You know, so and Zemo is pretty decent stats. Those are some above average stats. He gonna need them because there's a lot of characters that's going level 2, level 3 that's gonna be able to, you know, fight back against him. So he's gonna need that ability to power up. So, and him powering up means he gets a counter. So it's not like you're increasing his stats for the turn. Him powering up is pretty significant. So, now we also have level 3 Bucky Barnes, aka Winter Soldier. He is hero affiliated, range 6/11, 6 health. He has two keywords. No, he has superpower and keyword. He has making amends, main phase yellow, remove any number of characters in KO piles from the game. His keyword is 23 names on the list. When you remove any number of characters with making amends, if you've now removed characters with at least 23 different titles, you win the game. I like him. I like him with the 6/11 and the 6 health, the range. He can get blocked by a foul cap. You know, no, I definitely like him. Thoughts on Bucky?
I like him. I liked it before I even saw this card. I don't know how viable that alternate win is. I think most likely you're gonna have to count on yourself to make that go off.
Oh, for sure.
And I
Yeah.
don't know exactly how you would do it consistently. I also think you're probably gonna need your opponent's help, and against certain decks, that's not gonna be great.
Feasible. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he'll love to go against death. I know
Yeah.
that. He'll be able to take her out. It's interesting. I think it's good. I'm looking forward to trying to figure out this puzzle. Honestly, I think, I talked to you guys about this card yesterday. I think that he's mostly good because of what his other two cards do. This and knowing that this exists is what's going to help those two cards thrive, in my opinion. It like works in tandem with each other.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I think that the card draw, yeah, I think it'll be feasible. You just have to balance out Bucky. How, what you put in the deck and how you're going to protect them, because 29 cards is like building for the singularity format. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you need 23 different titles.
Right.
They have
Right.
to be
23
characters
rather.
too, right?
Yeah, they have to be characters.
That's gonna be weird.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it's gonna feel like building for the
Yeah,
singularity
but I
format.
mean, I think you can make it work simply because Bucky can pretty much do what he wants to on his own. So having a bunch of different characters doesn't really hurt him that much,
Right.
especially when Photo only has a few teams anyway. So I think
Well,
you
like I
make it
said,
work.
you got plenty of different characters between all the teams that's on Photo, you know, because Photo is Heroes and Villains is getting kind of ridiculous as far as size goes, you know. But you got the
It's
Buffy
only gonna
set,
get
and you
worse.
got the right, you got the Buffy set, and you got the X-File set, you know. So it'll be interesting to see how people strive to pull it off, because Zemo is really going to be key, because he's really like the Moon Knight for the Photo. Let me go ahead and ditch all these cards out of my hand, you know, in power of Zemo. I can see people actually putting in nothing but, you know, locations and mainly characters, and doing it, you know, doing it that way. It's gonna be harder to level up. So you're really gonna have to be able to strike a balance, because when a soldier needs to constantly hit somebody in the back row. So, and you got the cards to make that happen. That's not a problem with the hero affiliation. You gotta know your move. So you can always swing at somebody, even if it's a suicide. Use know your move, push him in the back. When a soldier you know, smashes into him. You got Killian, you got Grandmaster, you can get him big. He only needs that one yellow to go off. And I don't think anything removes stuff from the KO pile for Photo. You know, it really depends on the format. If you're going to wind up seeing Spiked Leviathan, you know, that type of thing. So, but even then, he's still 6'11 with range. You know, you may want to just stay the 5'7 just so you'll have access to sniper. But the problem is, it says it's his level up is just so easy. When a soldier stuns a protected defender, he gains 1 XP. It's not even KO. It just says stuns. When a soldier stuns a protected defender, he gains 1 XP. Up close is his first level up, is 1 XP. And personal is his second level up, it's 1 XP. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he was level 3 by turn 4. You know.
Yeah, I mean, knowing that this alt win exists, it changes how you have to look at this card. Like, you have to kill this. You have to kill this dude as soon as possible.
If that's possible. Yeah.
You have to. You can't sit back and let him build up to his alt win. You just can't.
Yeah. Now, Photo for now is lacking a way to speed up the process of getting cards. So, like I say, you do have the gunman to help you draw more cards. You do have Heimdall to go get people, you know, if you can protect them. So, I think that's going to be key to getting some stuff done, getting extra people on the field out of your deck. Maybe low drops so you can play multiple characters at a time. But like I said, I think it's doable, but it's going to be above medium difficulty. This ain't like this is going to be popping off for everybody.
Yeah,
And
this is gonna take some work.
a lot of things got to go your way. So, but moving on, let's see, we got two cards left from Danny Privet. We got Ayo. She is with the Dora Milaje. She's hero affiliation, 1 cost, 3, 2, 1 health. She has Ferocious and she has Wakanda Forever. So just like all the other Wakanda characters, when she's KO'd, reveal the top 5 cards of your deck, put a Black Panther character or a Wakanda Forever character other than Ayo from among them into your hand to shuffle your deck. The rest of the reveal card and shuffle the rest of the reveal cards in your deck. So 3-2 Ferocious is solid. But
Hey, yo!
that Wakanda Forever, I saw it coming. The Wakanda Forever is really triggering early is fantastic. So you can put play Ayo, she gets KO'd, you get Shuri, she gets KO'd, you get Black Panther, he gets KO'd, you get no, not Black Panther, he doesn't have it. He doesn't have Wakanda Forever. But what you call it has it, Okoye and M'Baku. They both have Wakanda Forever. So now you have four characters that have Wakanda Forever. That really helps you go and start shuffling and searching through your deck, taking stuff out your deck. And that's the kind of thing that actually helps you for Bucky when you think about it, you know?
It is.
Yeah, so your thoughts on AO?
I'm not used to Photo having such good stats.
Yeah, 3-2 for a one drop is great. And
That's
ferocious.
that is it's alarming actually. It's a good card, it's obvious. We don't it's not deep. It's not deep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a solid card, good addition for that that subset of abilities. So last card here is Sharon Carter, villain affiliation. 4 cost, range 3, 8, 1 health, 2 powers here. Keyword superpower, a keyword power broker. You pay 1 less to recruit Sharon Carter for each Madripoor location on your side. And Judge, Jury, and Executioner, main phase yellow. Put -1/-1 counters on each enemy character equal to the number of Madripoor locations on your side. All right.
First of all, I hate what they're doing with this character. But anyway, go ahead.
This ridiculous. This is a ridiculous card. Your ability to search for Madripoors means that by the time you get to turn 4, flipping a yellow, playing a yellow from hand to give somebody anywhere between 2 to 4 of negatives, all the people -2 to 4 negatives, even on turn 7. And keep in mind, she costs 1 less for every Madripoor. So if you have 4 Madripoors, you can always play her whenever you feel like it, because she might wind up being free. So you don't even have to sweat underdropping. Think of you have a game like this where your field is empty because you whiffed on Groot, right? You whiffed on Groot, didn't get Groot. The bad, you know, the your opponent took out all your people, and it's just your main character. You can play her for free if you got 4 Madripoors. You'd play Mulder first because you don't have a support character, and you still would be able to play a 7-drop. You know what I'm saying? And
Yeah, the
now,
potential was insane.
yeah, and now I can flip this yellow and give them. Give my opponent, and keep in mind it says each enemy character. It does not say support characters. So now I can just flip this yellow and blast you know, all the weak people they got, they gone. And then I can go
Insane.
ahead and yeah, I can go ahead and
It's insane.
seriously weaken their main character. And you may not even care if she dies or not, simply for the fact that she, because she's free. You know what I'm saying? Her being free flips the whole script if you can get it to that point. With some testing we've seen, but you can get it to that point where she will be free. You know, so I'm
What are her
glad.
stats again?
3-8. So she's not really an attacker, but she's definitely a defender.
Stats alone,
What did you say?
even if you get her down to a 3 or 2 cost, her stats alone are worth it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Her stats plus that power is crazy.
Yeah, I
Once you
agree.
get 2 Magic Wars, that power is it pays for everything on its own. That's crazy.
And if you
On
get her out,
every character.
because she could be potentially be a 2-drop. Now you got a 3-8 2-drop. With range, bruh. Come on, fam. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So I play a Madripoor on 1, I play a Madripoor on 2, and then Don't Madripoor give you like a stat boost or something like that? I forget.
it's the evil version of X.
Right. So
So
I'm
she
like,
getting stat boosted on top of it.
now Carly Morgenthau doesn't help her because I was definitely looking for that. Because Carly does three and under.
Countess does.
Yeah, she sure does. Val is like, I don't give a crap. It's like, if you rock it with me, you rock it with me. Val does not care. Val says, when you recruit a character, it appears with 2+1+1 counters.
Val says, you
Wow.
want a Christmas card? I give you a Christmas card.
Cause if you already got Sharon to 2 cost in alternate four, you can play Val, then you can play Sharon. You know what I'm saying? And Sharon now will be a 5/10 with range and a yellow ability that's insane. So they power creeping hard in this set. Real hard. But yeah, Val, it's gonna be interesting to see that 4-drop slot is getting real crowded. It's getting real crowded with some good stuff, man.
It was crowded already. It's just loaded now.
Yeah. So moving on to our last card for Falcon and the Winter Soldier, John Walker, 5-drop villain, aka Double Mantle Captain America. Is that what that is? He has Super Soldier Serum. John Walker has Combat Master Regeneration and Tough. And he has US Agent. John Walker can't be struck while attacking an unwounded character. His stats is 6-4, 2 health. This is a solid 5-drop.
642 health.
Yep. 6-4, 2 health, Combat Master Regeneration, and Tough. And he can't be struck while attacking an unwounded character. That's
I
fantastic.
mean, it's
You want to talk
a
about doing the most? It's this dude.
I'm not feeling.
You ain't feeling it. Okay, explain.
He's 6-4. It's not going to be hard to take him out. He's gonna get a free attack off. Probably won't get stunned. And then next turn, your opponent's just going to take him out.
Here's the thing I'm thinking if this dude has, oh, he only has 2 health, right? He has regeneration. Gotcha. Yeah, he don't need, the way they got that worded, he can't double up because he's not gaining the vitality counter. He's just regenerating. Yeah, so I think it's a solid entry to the 5-drop space. I don't think
Yeah,
he's gonna see a
considering
lot
the
of
5-drops suck and fold over for the most part. Yeah.
Right. So a lot of those 5-drops are like utility characters, but this is an actual attacking character instead of, hey, I need a 5-drop that's gonna do X for me, you know.
Yeah, I
So
mean it's a legitimate option for certain things. I'm not saying it's garbage. I just don't think, when I look at all the other cards that have been spoiled. This one, it's like, okay. They
So
had a level one and level two Falcon?
yeah, we did that in the preview before.
No, they never showed level one and level two Falcon. Showed level three.
They didn't. Let me see.
Everybody get the previews all weirdly.
That's true. Just pulling them up.
Showed the level one and level two Winter Soldier and didn't show the level three. And then they just skipped to the level three. I think Danny Pippen posted those two. Same three.
Oh, I think he did. I think he did. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, 'cause let's see. See if it pops up in the group here. Nope. Don't see it.
Okay.
Oh,
Well, I
I
mean,
thought we did it.
I know what it is. I mean, I know the level one.
Oh, here it is.
Oh,
He
you got
it's
it?
yeah, he put it on Reddit. 'Cause Falcon, you're right. I don't remember these pictures. Okay, so Falcon is a hero, level one, flight 255 health, air superiority. Characters with flight can't strike Falcon. In the sky, level up 2 XP. When Falcon attacks an enemy character with flight, he gains 1 XP. So they brought Angel.
It's
They brought
not
Angel. They brought Angel to the. And we sat it back and talked about how great that Falcon is, but we knew it was going to be some bull trying to get him to level
This
3.
is some bull jive going
And
on.
yeah, here we go.
Now, unlike in Illustrated, I think it's pretty easy to get Falcon big enough where you got to actually do something about,
Right.
you won't necessarily be able to sit back and not play somebody with flight. Might have no choice. But then again, it's still rough. It's a rough go.
Yeah, and it's 2 XP at that. So now is Falcon. It's funny. They got him as Falcon, and he's flying, with the wings. But now when he levels up, level 2 is hero. He's got range. He's 6'7", 5 health. He's got the shield. And it says bulletproof characters with range can't strike Falcon, even in melee combat. On the ground, because at first it was in the sky, now it's on the ground. Level up 2 XP. When Falcon attacks an enemy character with range, he gains 1 XP. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yep.
Oh boy. And then we know, he gets a new legacy. He has air superiority and bulletproof on his level 3. So, oof. Oh boy. That is a that's a rough
Your work for it.
one. For
That's for
sure.
sure.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Madripoor. Lawless ways. Based on the number of Madripoor locations in your resource row, villain characters in your front row get the following. What does this word say? Following cumulative effects on your turn. One Madripoor gives you plus one defense. Two Madripoors gives you plus one attack. Three Madripoors gives you lethal. And four Madripoors gives you stealth.
Makes sense. Definitely makes sense.
Yep, it's for the aggressors, that's for sure. Two Madripoors is boosting you up 1-1. That lethal and that stealth is nothing to sneeze at. Villains with lethal and stealth is rough. So, okay, so back to the previews. So, we're done with Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Now let's move on over to our first previews for Loki. These pictures seem really crisp. And
Crisp.
let's see. So we got Loki, villain, level 1, range 156 health. He has keyword lucky break at the start of your build phase. Put the top 5 cards of your deck into your KO pile. Choose an equipment from among them and put it into your hand. Escape custody, level up 1 XP. When you equip Loki, he gains 1 XP. Okay, so since we're talking about equipment, I'm gonna just pull them joints up right now. Photo has 5 equipments, one of which can't even be equipped to you. That's COS. And each equipment is on a different team. That's some bull. So the team of the Chitauri weaponry can't even be played on Loki until you have something with Chitauri in the KO pile. Edith can be played on Loki, but you need a hero. Chinga dolls cost 3.
Need a hero and you need a Tony Stark in a KO pile.
Well, Tony Stark might be in the KO pile from this,
That's true.
so that's feasible. But It's just a rock and a hard place, but only five, and each one of these is on a different. No, I take that back. Chingadals and COS is on the same team. Still, like Photo is not, busting at the seams with equipment. But granted, you do have Tinkerer, so you can always search for equipment. That ain't, he's a one drop. You can always search for equipment and get everything up and running. Go ahead, search for that Edith. Play group. Whatever other hero you need to play, get him equipped, boom, level him up. No sweat. Now, when he does level up,
Man, Loki always got some weird level ups,
always, like, it ain't never no, oh, swing and level up. Always some weird mess.
speed normal.
So, so villain Loki, level 2 has range 3, 9, 6 health, face your past and future. At the start of your build phase, reveal the top card of your deck and choose a random card from your KO pile. If they are the same type, put them both into your hand. Wow, that's some good stuff right there. And his other
Pretty
keyword,
interesting.
his other level up condition rather, it's never too late. Level up 4 XP at the end of your turn. This is Mantle Loki. At the end of your turn, Loki gains 1 XP for each character he's protecting. If he's protecting Mobius and or Sylvie, he gains 1 additional XP for each of them. Okay, so that level up is obviously doable. And of course, just like the previous previews, we don't see the level 3 Loki. So thoughts on Loki so far?
I actually think this is pretty good.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
actually think this is going to be pretty good.
They're trying to throw you off with that equipment stuff, but you really can stack your deck to be a bunch of characters in order for you to always be able to put stuff in your hand. You know what I'm saying? Because of random.
You can do a lot of interesting things with
Oh, for sure. Yep.
You can, it's actually more customizable than it appears. I
Oh,
like that.
I agree. Yeah.
I also think it's more aggressive than it appears. And I like that. And I don't expect Sylvie or Mobius to have cost all that high. Well,
Agreed.
Sylvie might be decently high. I don't know.
Nah, I think Sylvie is going to be probably a 2 or 3 drop, and so is Mobius. I don't expect them to be two. Well, you
I
know what?
bet you. I
No,
bet you Sylvie is a
be a
four. I
4,
bet you
right?
Sylvie is a four.
This is a level 2 character. Yeah, Sylvie, I can see them being a 3 and a 4 now. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
Either way,
they'll
I don't
come
see
into
that being
play
an issue.
when they think that you'll have him. By the time they think you'll have him leveled up. So. Yeah, but I don't see it being an issue.
It's clear that they don't want this to be. It's clear that they want Loki to be good. They don't want this to be a difficult thing. I think you can level this dude up because even if you don't have Sylvia Mobius, you can still level up with just the character in the back. So you get an XP just for protecting somebody, and it's at the end of your turn. And his defense is extremely high. So yeah, I think they're trying to make sure that he's a good character because the other Loki is well, outside of boss battles, is trash.
Indeed. So now let's see what's up with Sylvie. So Sylvie, funny enough, is a hero team affiliation. And let's see, she is level 1. And let me get this picture back up here. She's level 1, range 146 health, hiding in the timeline, main phase blue, yellow, green, or red, hide Sylvie. She can only pay for this with the location she gained XP from this turn. Okay, so let's see how she gains XP. Fugitive variant, level up 3 XP. When you play a location, Sylvie gains 1 XP if she hasn't already gained an XP from a location with that name. All right. That means a third of your deck is going to be locations just so she can level up. So that's a tough one as far as the deck building goes there. But I'm gonna go ahead and go to level 2 and then we'll see what's
I
up with
think
her.
because what is it? She only has three colors, right? That she can level up with.
No, she has all 4.
She has all four?
Yeah,
Oh,
she can
okay.
only pay for this with the location she gained XP from this turn. So if you play a location, she gains 1 XP if she hasn't already gained an XP from a location with that name.
Gotcha.
So she has to use the location. It's actually a pretty nice way to show how she was doing in the show. You play the location and you have to use that location for her ability. Otherwise, you won't be able to use it for her ability again. You know what I'm saying?
I love the flavor of this card, and I
Yeah.
think this is really good.
Yeah.
I don't think her level up is going to be that much of a problem.
I think she's going to be a pain. She's going to be a pain. Because if a 30-year deck is if a 30-year deck is locations, then that means she's going to consistently hide. She's already 6 health. And she has to hide 3 times. Well, she doesn't have to hide, but you'll most likely be hiding at minimum 3 times. You know what I'm saying?
If you're
So,
not, you're probably dead. So,
yeah. So that means that this game could easily go to level turn 8, turn 9. You know what I'm
Yep.
saying? Now, here's the catch. It says when you play a location, Sylvie gains 1 XP if she hasn't already gained an XP from a location with that name. Keep in mind, you're going to level up and lose the ability to hide in the timeline. So she's only going to be able to hide twice. So now you got to sit back and say, do I want to build with 20 locations just to be able to hide twice? Now, if you hide twice, you're making it to turn 8. That's a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? So, but you got to be able to die twice. You know.
You
Now,
gotta have three times, right?
no, that's exactly why what I'm explaining. When you play
So
a
wait, so when
location,
you
when you play the location, she gains 1 XP if she hasn't already gained an XP from a location with that name.
I guess.
So you play the location, you flip it, she can hide in the timeline. Turn 2, you play the location, you flip it, she'll hide in the timeline. Turn 3, you play the location, she levels up, you lose the ability to hide in the timeline.
Gotcha.
Right. Now, the level 2 hero, range 4/7, 6 health. You have not supposed to exist. Anytime combat, blue, resolve the combat. So that is,
That's
that's
interesting.
interesting. Yeah. So now you're saying to yourself, you want these blues so you can resolve the combats, but you don't want to waste your blues knowing that she's going to be using them on a level 2. You know. Now her level up condition is your me, level up 1 XP. When a character with Loki in its name appears on your side, Sylvie gains 1 XP. Well, Loki doesn't show up till 6 cost, as far as we know. It may be before then now. And it's a character with Loki in its name. So you may have a variety of Lokis because of the TV show. So, and it's in quotes. It says a character with Loki in its name. And here's a question. Name and title are different. So, AKA counts for the name, correct?
I believe so.
Okay, because the title may be something else. Okay, so yeah. Thoughts on Sylvie?
Really like her.
Yeah, me too.
Really like her. I
That's
just
just a solid, very efficient stall tactic. Just get to the point, you know. Play this, flip it, hide. Play this, flip it, hide. Play this, resolve it. Play this, resolve it. No combat. Nobody loses takes any wounds, move to the next turn, she can really drag this out. You know? She can really drag this out. So now, moving on to Time Variance Authority, the TVA, TVA headquarters, location, no team stat. This is just blank, doesn't even say Marvel on it. TVA headquarters. Each player can play an additional resource on their turn as long as it's a location and there isn't already a location with that name on any side. Sounds confusing, but it is a ramp.
Danny and Ben, why are you doing this?
And here's the catch. Here's the catch that really makes it bogus. Keep in mind, you're using this, and your opponent is also using your card. So you can play this, and then you can add an additional resource to ramp. And it says as long as it's a location, there isn't already a location with that name on any side. If you play more than one of these, you will then get an additional. You know what I'm saying? Or if more than one is in play. So if I have one and you got one, then I can use both.
You can get out of hand really quickly.
But you got to have the locations to pay for it, though.
Yes, you do.
So that means, because now we're talking about, you really have to think what locations are available for photo. You know what I'm saying? Like, what wild locations are actually available? So you got training ground. Oh, hold
there are
up.
A lot, sir. There are a lot.
Because it said, hold on. It said different name, didn't it?
Yep.
Hold on. With that name on any side. Oh boy. So that means I could have a different blue than you, and it will still count as an additional resource. Because you got training ground for the training ground is what is called for X-Files and the Marvel, right? But Magic Box is from Buffy. And let's see. You got the laboratory is Marvel and, okay. You got Magic Box, Sunnydale High, the Bronze, and Cemetery. Oh, wow. Stock just went up in the Buffy set. So you have the regular training ground, laboratory, fortress, and academy. And you have the wilds. You got the X-Files, the Syndicate, the Library, Sokovia, Hellmouth, Bermuda Triangle, Avengers Tower. And you have Bifrost. So, according to this, because of the name difference, this can get out of hand really quick. Just because if I play a green that's Fortress, and then you play a green that's Cemetery, wow, this can get bananas. This can get bananas. And of course, you can't mix them. They all have to be the same name. For the same color, but I can mix Fortress and the Bronze in a deck, or Training Ground and Magic Box in a deck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. On top of that, you can put all the, there's so many wilds you can put in here.
Yeah, even if you just have one of each wild, that would still be six wilds.
Not to mention the Bifrost, the Hex, and the
Hex and yep,
Magipor.
Hex and Magipor. Yep. Wow, this is, and it, this is not one of a kind. This is just bananas on its own. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing people go bananas with this. This is crazy. When we saw this at Gen Con, I was like, "What?" I still can't believe I didn't get a picture of that. Man, I am looking forward to these cards, dude.
Yeah,
I am seriously looking forward to this. I didn't think that they was gonna. I mean, because Loki is weird, but this is looking like this is gonna be a really good set. I wasn't expecting, because I like the show, but I'm not a big fan. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, eh, yeah, do whatever y'all want. But Sylvie, I like Sylvie. Yeah, they came through with Sylvie. This is for those folks that won't want to stall to get to that late game. It's a late game, and Photo is would tear you up. That all Sylvie may be vulnerable to all win, but if she can get to that late game, gonna be some problems. Gonna be some problems. Thoughts so far?
I am extremely intrigued by this stuff. And
Yep.
that's it. Like, it's obviously something that needs to be looked into. I think you could do some weird stuff. I don't know exactly how good it's going to be, how consistent it's going to be, but I mean, seeing Ramp and Photo finally. Yeah, bring on the cards, man. Bring on the cards.
They brought the heat. I'll give them their props with that one. Yeah, they brought it. Yeah. So, any additional thoughts?
I think we're good.
Okay. Go ahead and wrap this one up. So it's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Mantle Vern.
All right. We'll see you guys in Discord and in the collective later.